Now, as we come here to chapter 41 in Isaiah, and if you have your Bible, turn there, and it'll make it more meaningful to you. And now in chapter 41, the subject is the greatness of God and the weakness of man contrasted. Now, actually, this chapter continues the thought that was opened up in chapter 40 that set before us the greatness of God. And the emphasis here is not upon God as creator so much as upon his dealings with man. The greatness of God is revealed, I would say, here, both in creation and human history. Now, I also want to add that there's some things in this chapter that are rather enigmatic. And I mean this, there seems to be in the background a profile of prophecy. But the thought here and the great impact of this chapter is that God will protect and lead his own through the world, a world that's filled with pitfalls and dangers. Therefore, there's comfort here for the child of God. Now we have this chapter divided like this. God overrules individuals. That's in the first six verses. God overtures Israel to trust him. That's the heart of the chapter, verses 7 through 20. And then 21 through 29, God overturns idols. Now let's look at it in the light of this division that we've made. In verse 1, I read now, "Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come together to judgment." Now, the whole world of individuals today is moving toward judgment, as we've said. In other words, there's a showdown that is coming between light and darkness, between God and mammon, between faith and unbelief. And God now is calling upon individuals to turn to him and accept the salvation he has to offer. That is, God today is propitious. He's not demanding anything of you. He is asking you to accept his grace and the salvation he has to offer. Now, in verse 2, "Who raised up the righteous man from the east?" Now, there are those that feel like this is a veiled suggestion of Cyrus. Now, Cyrus will be mentioned by name shortly in this book, but this is not the place. I think that what you have here is a quality, and it's righteousness, and it doesn't refer to a person. I think it has reference to the rule of righteousness which Christ will establish at his return to the earth. Now, we find here that this is developed in this section. And I drop down and pick up verse 6. "They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage." Now, since God is coming to right the wrongs and to relieve injustices, individuals who are right with God can be of good courage. In other words, there is hope for the little man who will trust God today. He doesn't have a future to worry about.